The Boston Red Sox have a new manager. They made the decision and the announcement a couple weeks ago, but Alex Cora was a little busy being the bench coach of the Houston Astros through Game 7 of the World Series, which, of course, was won by the Astros last Wednesday. Alex Cora in Boston today to meet with the media. First, here is Red Sox President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski on the decision to hire Cora.
We selected Alex as our thought process, as the person that we thought would provide the type of leadership, the type of communication, type of respect, quality baseball man, present in analytics, very contemporary in that regard. Everywhere I turned and talked to individuals trying to do my background, because I really didn't know Alex very well other than shaking his hand throughout my career, I received positive feedback from everyone. If it was someone in our front office, someone that had dealt with them in the clubhouse from a player perspective, young players, veteran players, alumni. Coincidence that John Henry and Tom Werner had a meeting in New York during the postseason for other business. They got together with Alex and came back with the same way, as far as everybody thinking that he'd be the ideal type of leader for the Boston Red Sox organization. So we're absolutely thrilled that Alex is with us. Look for him to provide the type of person that we need to lead us to a lot of quality play in upcoming years to try to win divisions and championships. And I look forward to working with him myself.
Cora thinks that communication will be a key for him in Boston.
This year I learned that talking to players is not bad. You know, having a good relationship with players is not bad. And doing that, you're going to get the best out of them. People might think that, you know, crossing that line is not helpful, but I see it the other way around, and I lived it. You embrace them, you tell them how good they are, and when you have to twist their arm and tell them that that's not good enough, they're going to respond to you. And that's my goal here. I want players to respond to me, respond to the city, and if we do that, you know, we're going to be in good shape. I was telling earlier, we had a meeting, and, you know, Boston, for a lot of people, it's a challenge, but for me, it's not. This is a city that, you know, I understand they live baseball 24/7. But you know what? I come from a country that we live baseball 24/7. In my family, for breakfast, we talk baseball. For lunch, we talk baseball, and for dinner, too.
I also had the opportunity to talk with Alex Cora after the press conference.
Alex Cora is the new manager of the Boston Red Sox, and describe for you the last week, which has obviously been amazing, winning the World Series, to being here and given the kind of the keys to this ball club at Fenway Park.
Surreal, honestly. You know, the whole process started right after Game 2 against the Yankees, and to be able to take care of my personal stuff and being able to be locked in with the Houston Astros, you know, it wasn't easy, but it was fun, you know, and to being able to win with that group of guys was great, you know. But like I said, man, hey, now I hope they suck next year. Yeah, we're ready to roll.
When you look at this ball club, what do you see? Obviously, it seemed like we saw the Astros continuously over the last few weeks of the season, and you saw the Red Sox continuously and got a good chance to evaluate. What do you see with this ball club, and where does this team need to improve next season?
No, a bunch of athletes, too. You know, a very athletic team that can – you know, obviously there's room for improvement, but this is a team that won 93 games, so it's not a bad team. You know, obviously the goal is to win the World Series. Pitching wise, stuff out of the bullpen, the starters will be fine. One thing I'm going to preach is pay attention to details. You know, either in the base path or pitcher sequence or how to attack certain guys, you know, in the opposition. So that's very important for me.
Obviously, each team is different. The Astros were really good this year in terms of decreasing strikeouts and increasing power. Everybody wants to see this team hit more home runs this year. Do you see the ability for this team to do a lot of things similar to what the Astros did in getting better, particularly that area?
Well, I don't know if that was the way we scripted. Honestly, mm-hmm. It just happened. You know, they signed a few guys that, you know, like Beltran and McCann mm-hmm. and Reddick that, you know, they put the ball in play, and it seems like it got contagious. So one thing that we want these guys to be is, like, be aggressive, you know. I think the time, you know, the era of grinding out starters and pitch counts going up, right now, man, those guys, the starters throw 96, the bullpen guys throw 98. Mm-hmm. So who you want to fight? Yeah. So be ready to hit, you know, good for a pitch you can drive and do damage with. That's the most important thing.
How much do you evaluate what this team did last year and what your predecessor did that worked or didn't work in terms of which how you're going to execute your duties as manager next year, particularly in regards to clubhouse chemistry?
No, I mean, it's unfair for me to talk about what happened last year. You know, it's fair for me to talk about what I'm going to try to do next year. And like you heard me saying, you know, this is a team that is going to celebrate, man. To win one big league game is tough, man. It's very tough. 9 innings at this level to win is very tough. So, you know, I want music right after games, you know, and I want them to celebrate, enjoy it, because it's not easy to make the big leagues perform here and be successful. And, you know, if we can do that, we're going to celebrate.
Final thing, you have, like, a incredible positivity when you played and also, you know, now as manager. You talked about winning championships, not a championship here in Boston. How do you think that's going to affect players in terms of – it's difficult to play baseball, as you mentioned. Difficult to win baseball. It's difficult to get hits, big hits. And there's a lot of pressure. Do you think that positivity is going to allow for an environment where the players have less pressure, so to speak?
That's the goal. You know, I just lived it. You know, we always talk about winning a World Series in Houston, and it happened, you know. And the environment day in and day out, we had our goal, but we have fun doing it, you know. And that's what I want to try to bring, you know, since now. You know, talking to guys, it's been amazing. I talked to a handful of them, and the energy is through the phone. I'm like, wow, this is cool, you know. So we'll see how they act when the things get tougher. But one thing for sure, man, it's a good group of guys, you know, for and I'm looking forward for the experience, you know. Baseball 24/7 is not that bad here in Boston.
Alex, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.